Hey, what's up, guys? It's your girl Michelle, and I am back with season 4, episode 1. You guys ready? Let's go. This podcast was designed to help you discover your life purpose, to develop in your abilities, and to transform into the very best version of yourself. This is season 4, Discovering You, with your host, Michelle Daniels Holloway. Hey, 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 hey. Hey there, I hope all is well with everyone who is listening and tuning in. Once again, thank you guys so much just for supporting this podcast, you know, and even though I took quite the break, it's always so comforting to know that there are listeners on the other end who are waiting for what it is that I have to say. It truly humbles me. So I just want you to know that I'm truly grateful and I am so thankful for each and every one of you. Even though I can't see your beautiful faces, I am so grateful for you tuning in with me. All right, I am ready to jump in. I am excited about this topic. It is something that has been placed strong on my heart, in my spirit, and I'm really looking forward to delving deeper with you guys. But before we do, we are going to start with some music. So all my music lovers out there, I mean, I know it's been a while, but I have a song in mind and something that's been in my spirit lately, and I just want to share it with you guys. So it goes a little something like this. This goes out to the worried. This goes out to the stress. Sorting out a million thoughts running through your head. To everyone that's waiting for better days ahead. Tired and frustrated and leaving words unsaid. Please don't hold your breath. Just breathe. It's a miracle we can breathe. There's power in the way that we breathe. Release your heavy burdens and let everything that I've breath. Praise the Lord. This is why we have breath. So praise. Yes, and amen to that. This is why we have breath, guys, to praise the Lord. I love that song. You know, I just want you to stop and think for a second and just realize that each and every one of you who are blessed to have breath in your body at this moment. You've been given that breath for a reason. And, you know, it's not something to take lightly, but it's often something that we take for granted. And so I just want to remind you that if you have breath in your body, after over 2 years of dealing with COVID-19 and hundreds of thousands of people losing their lives, if you still have breath in your body, you are blessed. And we have breath in our body so that we can praise the Almighty, our King of Kings, our Lord of Lords, the one who sits high and looks low, the creator of all mankind, God. And so if you are able to take a second and just praise him and express your gratitude for the life that you have, for the breath in your body, that level of gratitude can definitely go so far these days. And so for those of you who want to hear the entire song, that is my favorite group, Maverick City Music and Jonathan McReynolds. And the title of that song is called Breathe. So check it out when you get a chance. I love this song. It definitely inspires me every time I hear it. Yeah, it's just such a great song. So, all right, for the moment of truth, let's do what we do and jump right on in to today's topic. So today's topic is titled Carnal versus Spirit. And I know for some that may sound extremely random. For others, it may be a little confusing. And I'm going to explain to you just a little bit about what this episode is going to entail. So this is really about an opportunity to create awareness based on the mindset that you operate through and how you're currently navigating through life. So throughout this journey, I've learned that there are two different types of believers, okay? And my challenge for anyone who's listening to this podcast is to identify which type of believer you are. And the reason why I pose this challenge is because one will actually lead you into your purpose, and the other will literally keep you locked outside of your purpose. You will experience endless defeat. And I do not wish that for any one of my listeners. So check it out. This is what we're going to do. We're going to delve into the book of Romans, where you can find this truth. And then we're going to break it down. So here we are. Romans 8, 5 through 6 says, "For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace." Well, that's a powerful one. So that's found in the book of Romans, chapter 8, verses 5 through 6. So let's delve deeper into that. So one of the very first things Apostle Paul shares and explains to us in that scripture is that to be carnally minded is something that you set your mind on. And to be spiritually minded is also something that you set your mind on. So we can definitely conclude that this is a mindset. It starts with the type of mindset that you are walking around with right now. So I challenge anybody who listens to this episode, and if you're listening right now, to ask yourself, what type of mindset are you currently operating through? And if you're still not clear on that, that's okay, because we're going to actually break this down mindset for mindset. Okay, so we're going to start with carnal. So in the simplest way, to have a carnal mindset means that you want what you want when you want it. And there's pretty much little to no compromising when it comes to that. So there are a couple of questions that I want you to either write down and really take your time with, or something that you can just follow along with and ask yourself. Some of these you may know right off bat. Some of them you may need to actually take some time, and that's okay. So the first question I want you to ask yourself is, are you concerned about yourself more than anything else? Meaning, all it is about you. You're not concerned about how others are impacted in your life. You're not concerned about anything else that goes on around you more than you are with the things that you desire? So I want you to ask yourself that. That's the first question. The second question I want you to ask yourself is, are you obsessed with getting more and never satisfied with what you actually have? So if you find yourself obsessed with, I've got to get to the next thing, I got to have the next thing, I got to reach the next goal, I got to have more, I got to have more, and it literally becomes an obsession to the point to where others are being impacted negatively, you're hurting other people in the process, I need you to take some time and truly be truthful with yourself and find some time to identify if that is you. And the final question I want you to ask yourself is, are you seeking pleasure with no boundaries? So I'm going to give an example, because I always use food examples because I'm a bit of a foodie, okay? So I also feel like that's the easiest way for people to fully understand stuff sometimes, because what we are learning through these podcast episodes is we're learning how the kingdom works, right? This is not popular culture. This is not what you're seeing in society. This is not what the world teaches. This is not what you see on CNN and Fox and ABC and 1-2-3 and what have you. This is literally kingdom work. This is kingdom building. This is an opportunity to grow in purpose and to really get what God has for you, as opposed to what culture says you should have, or society says you should have, or social media says you should have, right? So back to my example. Say you have a particular item that you really love. Okay, I want you to think about it. Something that you really enjoy, right? Something that may not be the healthiest for you. I'm going to say cake, okay? For all the cake lovers out there, if you love cake, holla at me one time, right? Okay, cool. So imagine if you had a piece of cake every day, because you desired it and because it tastes good to you and you love cake from all different types, flavors, whatever, red velvet, chocolate, carrot, whatever type of cake, you love that cake. And so you're just going to eat cake every day for 6 months. What do you think is going to happen at the end of that 6 months? Yeah, you're probably going to be miserable, probably have added on several pounds, and you're not going to feel so good because you've put so much sugar in your body and so many things that are unhealthy for you. But you desired it, right? You desired it. That's what you wanted. You wanted that more than anything else. And so you fed into it and you ate it and you ate it and you continued to eat it until it made you sick. And unfortunately, that's the same thing that happens when you have a carnal mindset, okay? What happens is you begin to feed your mind and your ego and all of these things with desires that you want, pleasures that you have, and you begin to feed into it so much, eventually you end up at a dead end. And so that's what Paul was talking about when he says to be carnally minded is death, because you began to take in all of these pleasures that are based on what you want, not necessarily what God wants for you. And the biggest mistake that we can make in this culture, in this society, is to feed ourselves with our own pleasures and desires without first seeking what God wants for us and our purpose. Now, on the completely opposite end of the spectrum is spiritually minded. And so we're going to cover a few questions, and I want you to identify and see if you can relate to this. And again, guys, this is so important to your overall well-being when it comes to your mindset, your purpose, being able to truly live out this life and do what you were created to do. Some people don't take that as serious, but that's a very serious thing. And so my hope is that this can be some type of aha moment or open door for someone, that it can be some type of bridge, some type of breakthrough, so that you can get a better understanding on where you are in life and even possibly the necessary steps that it will take to get you to where God desires for you to be and for where ultimately you desire to be. So let's move on into a spiritual mindset. So the first thing that I would want you to ask yourself is, do you have a desire for the ideas and the things of God more than you do for the ideas and the things of people. So, for example, what are you more dependent upon to bring you joy? Are you solely dependent upon what others think about you or what others say about you? Or are you solely dependent upon getting to know and grow in your relationship with God? Are you focused on growing in God and learning more about how He sees you and His ideas about you? Or do you allow the opinions of others and your relationships with others to determine what type of outcomes you end up with in life? That's a very key factor. So that's question number one. Now, question number two, are you someone who will believe in something before you physically see it? Okay, like, will you believe in the ideas and the principles and the way God sees you and even the signs and the wonders that He still shows? Is this something that you will believe before you actually see things happen in the physical? Or do you have to see it in the physical first before you can believe it? If you have to see it physically before you actually believe it, then it's safe to say that you're operating through a carnal mindset. But if you can believe it, even though you can't physically see it, then it's safe to say that you are operating through a spirit mindset. And the final question, this is a big one, guys. Are you someone who is willing to wait before fulfilling a major desire? Are you willing to wait first? Are you willing to use discipline just to make sure that this is the route that God has for you, whatever that is? Because what it's important to understand is when you operate through the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the one and only Holy Spirit, will always guide you, okay? The Holy Spirit is our guide. It is there to lead you down the right path. And oftentimes when you are Spirit-led, you have to wait so that the Spirit can guide you down the right paths. Because the carnal mindset, the fleshly desire that most humans battle and have to kind of combat, it wants what it wants when it wants, and it doesn't want to wait on anything. It's really childlike, right? They see it, they want it, they have to have it. But when you operate through the Spirit, you're taught to hold off on all of that, right? You have to be patient and exercise discipline and able to get what God ultimately has for you, which does so much in the meantime. During the waiting, it builds character. It builds so much, so many things that I can't even fully explain to you because we're all on different paths. But the beautiful thing about it is in that process, whatever it is that you truly need, that is being built up in you. And so it's important to understand that when you are willing to wait on God, not only will He renew your strength, but He is capable of giving you so much more once He knows that you are thoroughly ready to receive what it is that He ultimately desires for you. And so it's a win-win situation, which leads to an everlasting joy and peace. And so I want you to just really take some time and be honest with yourself, okay? This is part one. So on part two, I will be discussing more about how you can combat a carnal mindset if that's what you identify yourself with, which is totally okay. There's no judgment. I believe that it takes having to be truthful with yourself and able to really take those steps to produce change. So ask yourself, identify, where are you? Are you in a carnal mindset or are you operating through a spirit mindset? And either or, we're going to talk about how to combat the carnal mindset and how to grow in a spirit mindset on part two, which is coming very soon. All right, we did it, guys. Season 4, episode 1. Again, I'm so excited to be back with you guys. Make sure that you are fully subscribed and locked in, because this season there will definitely be some exciting changes and you want to stay in the loop with that, okay? So also keep in mind that this is just part one of Carnal versus Spirit. There will be a part two that is coming very soon. So make sure you're subscribed, share this podcast with somebody else, have them subscribe, and I just really truly appreciate all the love and support. Thank you guys once again for rocking and rolling with me, those who've been listening since season one. I truly appreciate you more than words can even express. For those who want to share feedback on this episode or whatever, you can always email my team at discoveryumd@gmail.com. Again, that is discoveryu, M as in Michelle, D as in Daniels, @gmail.com. You can also follow us on the socials at _discoveringyou, and that's on Instagram and Facebook. Again, that's _discoveringyou. Once again, guys, it's been such a pleasure. I am your host, your humbled host, Michelle Daniels Holloway. And until next time, guys, love, live, and speak life.